You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best.
Let me be very clear. I'll never give up. Never.
And every day, the same answer came back to me. Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't? So why do you care about what people are thinking when they're not trying to go where the f*** they're trying to go? It's you. So you better figure out who the f*** you are. And those few people who don't, or many people don't like you, so be it. But you first have to figure out you, because a lot of people die with a lot of untapped potential because they're trying to be somebody that they're not.
Yeah.
So I was able to figure out my own potential by figuring out me.
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
I'm with you. But in the back of my mind, all I'm thinking about is all the times I could have won those matches that I lost by not bringing my best mindset. You're haunted by all the opportunities that you missed by not bringing your best at that time. When you could have won, but you didn't win because you allowed life to interfere with that one shot.
Your problem is not technology. The problem is you. You lack the will to change.
So it was only when your world was threatened with destruction that you became what you are now. You say we're on the brink of destruction, and you're right. But it's only on the brink that people find the will to change. Only at the precipice do we evolve.
For anyone who needs a reminder, no one is going to hate on you for doing worse than them.
How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day.
Admit it, you aren't like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems that the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider.
Let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow.
The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Go for the discipline because it weighs ounces. The regret weighs tons because it can accumulate.
You can do two things. You can run and hide, curl up in a ball, and let the world just beat you to death. Or you can dig your fucking heels in, you figure out how to, you know, you have to figure out yourself, and then you dig in and you fight. I literally, the day we got back from Mexico, I had a quote installed on my wall. It says, "May God have mercy upon my enemies, because I won't." So let's fucking go.
There was no escape. There was no one who was going to come to save me. And there was, I couldn't blame my dad. I couldn't blame my mom. I was the one who had chosen this life. But the alternative was that I had to go back to my father, a failure.
The quote and the phrase that I'm using is, lock the f*** in. I'm talking to you. Lock the f*** in. We don't have time for any of the bullshit.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win.
I'm not going to rest. I'm going to keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just gonna keep going. I'm just gonna keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go, right? And you just continue to build that way. So that, I try to live by that all the time.
Life is gonna be rough. It's supposed to be painful, but that's how you grow. It's gonna take time, but what's on the other side, it's
it's always worth it. I've experienced my fair share of pain in my life, just like every other adult in this church today. I didn't just graduate with degrees. I also graduated with an associate's in abandonment, with the bachelor's of brokenness, with the master's of misery, a PhD of pain, and a doctrine of depression. Like, life can be rough, but I kept putting the work in. And I said, this will not define me. This very thing I'm experiencing will refine me. And that's how you go to the next level. So if you really want to experience next level living, embrace the pain, embrace adversity, embrace the challenges that come your way, for those things are always working for your good.
Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. It ain't like Rocky round 14, he gets knocked down and goes like this to Apollo Creed. It looks like a man being stuck in a dungeon and there's no way out. You know what to do, why aren't you doing it?
I'm convinced that about half of what separates the successful entrepreneurs from the non-successful ones is pure perseverance. It is so hard. You pour so much of your life into this thing. There are such rough moments in time that most people give up.
I go to sleep, I wake up, I work, go to sleep, wake up, work, do that 7 days a week. I'll have to do that for a while. There's no choice.
If you don't come in and treat every day as game day, you're gonna never be ready for game day. Every practice, Michael always said, I practice so hard so the games are easy.
Think about it, man. We know what to do. We don't need Angie Huberman to tell us what to do. We know what to do, every one of us.
If somebody watching this right now, and you smoking and you just sitting in your room and you just thinking everything is just gonna be handed to you. But I'm here to let you know, bro, you can't get nothing in this life unless you work for it. Put that blunt down right now. I don't care if you laughing, you got off work, none of that. You ain't worked hard enough. Put that joint down, put that drink down until you get your work done, until you elevate your life. Cause you ain't seen this yet. No, we ain't got time to party, we got time to work. Party comes later. I told myself if I had to work till I'm 50, I'll party when I'm 51. They don't understand that type of mentality, motivation, and hustle. This don't come with just smoking weed and sitting in your room. This comes with hard work, dedication, motivation, inspiration to get out of your situation. Take patience.
Break the plate. Take the shot. Get rejected. Because when you do that, then again, the worst case is you have a broken plate, but you didn't like that plate to begin with.
I know that until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what? I know I don't feel great. I know I doubt myself. I know I've had a lot of bad things happen. I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it, with the time that I have left in my life, I really want to start to enjoy myself. I want to take better care of myself. I want to feel happy. You don't even have to believe you deserve it yet. You can just want it. You've got to start there. You've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. We are all being tested in life. While my test is different than yours, you will be tested. And how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind.
Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask. And that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You gotta act. And you've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to crash and burn. You know, with people on the phone, with starting a company, with whatever. If you're afraid of failing, you won't get very far.
a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels sh**. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it. But you can. This is what hard feels like.
Hmm? I mean, you just don't know how to give up.
No, I do. Trust me, I do. I know exactly how to give up. You know what scares the s*** out of me, Kev? Is that it's easy.
I'm a warrior. I go to the core. Nothing crushes me, nothing. Doesn't even come close. And if it does, I rise again and again and again.
All your excuses are lies. Little lies that you think makes life easier, but they don't. They're lies. They don't make life easier. The truth is hard, but you know what the truth is. And you know that it will make your life better. So don't live the lies, live the truth.
And it's hard. Nothing is easy. Nothing just like, oh, I wake up and I just do this or I do that. Or it's just, you know, I watch people every day go through life and it's so easy. For me to be where I'm at today, it takes every bit of me. So when I speak about it, and as I get going here, you'll start seeing me, the temple will rise, the passion will come out, because I'm back there. I'm doing what I do every day to become a human being. And so nothing is easy. Like, running is running. It sucks, but you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes.
Two key words, delayed gratification. Oh, I'm gonna box. I wanna be like a national level boxer or any endeavor at all. You gotta be kind of content with doing the exact same thing, basically, day after day after day, and making reasonable progress. The more impatient somebody is, and like 99% of any cool shit that anybody does ever usually takes a lot of preparation and practice and just repetitive action to get good at.
It is astounding how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to fit in and be normal. Like, by being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
The only thing you have, which is you, is one of you, man. Never will be another. Fucking kills me, man. Cause that's what the world broke you that. But that's what the world needs, man.
If it was easy, everyone would do it. Life is hard. As I've grown to become the person I am now, I've noticed that life just simply isn't easy. And there's no way around it. I just want you to know that I fail so much more than I succeed. Without failure in life, there's no success. I want you to recognize that choosing yourself and growing to become someone that you aspire to be isn't easy. It's not supposed to be. But I will tell you, I will choose this suffering, this challenging lifestyle, every single time. It's easy to go out and party. It's easy to lay in bed all day and not do shit. To watch movies all day. To have the same exact routine that isn't helping you get anywhere. If you want it bad enough, you won't quit. Struggle is just part of the process. Anything in life that you have to work for is far more rewarding than once received. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts.
So it's like if you're playing a video game and the way to win the game was to make the most successful character, right? You would have probably a really character-driven human being in terms of, like, they'd be patient, you know, they'd be hardworking. You think about all these traits that they would have, right? They'd probably be tough emotionally, like, et cetera. All right, cool. That's the character. And that's the person who's going to be really successful. We can all probably agree on that. Okay, how do you create someone who's patient? How do you create someone who's tough? So all of a sudden, if we had to then engineer the game in order to boost those points, we'd have to get them beat up a lot so that they could get tough.
That's
we'd have to make them wait a long time so they could become patient.
That's right.
And so to the point that you made about, like, these people who become really successful have these traits and also share the fact that they've been through all this shit. It's like, well, they got the trait from the shit, and then the trait was the ultimate output of the experience, and that trait then made them super successful that they didn't have earlier.
I want everything I'm supposed to get. So some of you right now, you got dreams and aspirations. Those things will come true. Some of you sitting in front of me right now, you're not really sure what you want to do and where you're going to go in life. Let me tell you something. You work on being the absolute best version you can be of yourself, and everything else is going to fall into place. I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing right now. Come on, y'all. I got kicked out of this school. I went to another school and failed over and over again, drug and alcohol abuse. But my condition was not my conclusion. Where you are right now is just the beginning. And there was so much more that you have and experience. There was so much more that you're supposed to have. Everything that you attain to have, you can have it. But all you gotta do is stand up and say, I want success. Stand up and say, I want value. Stand up and say, I wanna have an impact and be everything that this school and my family has prepared me to be. But more importantly, be everything that I've been created and called to be. And when you do that, my young friends, I will see you at the top.
You can, I think these are like mental models around using emotions to fuel the behaviors that you want.
I didn't want to say a word during that because I think what you're talking about is, so I'm, as you're talking, I'm trying to map.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings got to go away if you want to achieve greatness. And greatness is only achieved. Your feelings have to go away.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's a mind thing, you know. You have to be smart enough to be able to know what you want to go after, you know. So you have to set you have to have goals in life, you know. You can't just expect everything to knock on your door.
Here's the deal. 5 years from now, you can be who you would like to be, and you can have what you need within the bounds of reason, if you specify it. So if you could be who you would like to be, and if you could have what you think you need, in principle, what would that look like? Well, that starts to, you start specify targets. So we say, well, write it down for 15 minutes. Don't get too self-critical. Just think, you know, we ask questions. Who do you admire and why? You know, and what do you think you need and why? And what would you want if you could have it? Then we have people do the reverse. Okay, now picture yourself 5 years out and you've let your bad habits take full control, but you're 5 years older.
If you are consistent and you have none of the other attributes, he's like, you still might be successful. He's like, it's very tough for people who are consistent to not be successful. And he makes an especially pointed point about consistency, because in my opinion, it's one of the most difficult of the virtues for humans to do, because we're so attracted to novelty.
Don't follow what most people do because you don't want the results that most people get. The average person is obese, likely to be divorced, and has less than $1,000 in the bank. It feels safe to do what everyone else is doing, but it's actually a terrible decision.
Don't give up, because a year ago, I was gonna quit this. Like, it was gonna be like a hobby instead of a passion, you know? Because I mean, I feel like after a certain point, And the artist, whether they want to admit it or not, if they're not seeing results, they're going to start doubting themselves. But I'm glad I kept going, because look, now, like, shit's paying off. So I think the main advice I give myself is just to not give up and keep striving.
You just got to weather it and keep on walking and don't flinch. Don't let them know they got you. Don't let them know they got you. You just got to keep on going no matter what the day is, no matter what the move is. Keep going. God gave us everything to point forward, to go forward. And what we're doing is at a standstill or stepping back, because we don't do that. Right. We keep on walking regardless of what they say, what they think, and how they feel.
A lot of it is inaction. Most people just don't take action to begin with. And so I think a lot of it's between their ears. To your point, which is why I talk a lot about fear of failure, being the actual enemy rather than failure itself. And really, even the idea that people are like, I'm afraid of failing, no one's afraid of failing. People are afraid of other people's judgment about their failure. If you could fail in private, no one would know. Like when you play video games and you lose the level, you're not embarrassed.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline. You must develop strength. It doesn't matter where you are in life. It really doesn't. Because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts.
I don't give a f- your mother died in your arms. I'm serious. I don't give a shit. We've had guys, their wife is giving birth.
People trying to find the best they have, not making excuses, overcoming any and all obstacles. So today, I can't run. I can't do much. But you can guarantee one thing. David Goggins got the f- after. He got the f- after. I don't give a f- my knees don't work. I'll find something else that does. Ha ha! Stay hard.
Stay on the path. Keep going. And you'll get where you're supposed to be by putting one foot in front of the other. And no matter what happens, keep getting after it.
Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. Mm. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that. You understand? I learned by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work. Constant work. Constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life.
This is hard work. I'm tired, bro. I'ma keep saying it over and over. I'm tired, bro. I don't care. I don't care. Never get tired, bro. Never get tired, chat. Never, ever. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Y'all seen it happen here first. Word to my mother, you seen it happen here. Day first.
If you're not training, if you're not working right now, every second that you waste, you gave it to your opponent.
Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist. Go live.
Struggle sucks.
Depends on how you frame it. I've seen this over and over and over again. If you want freedom in your life, you have to have discipline.
I'm a big fan of power follows the blame finger. So like wherever you point the blame finger is where the power follows. And so it's like if you point it at the government, government has the power. If you point it at your spouse and say like, it's their fault that I'm not in shape, it's their fault, they never let me do anything. It's like, well, you're giving them all the power. Hmm. And so it's like, until you're like, it's my fault.
What if it's not your fault?
It doesn't matter. And? Like, I can't run marathons because I lost my leg at birth. And? Either you can just never try, or you put the metal thing on, and you do it anyways.
So, a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass. You have to go back to where this started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you.
And that's why I think that most things are actually significantly easier than people think they are. They just don't know how to try hard. Because the harder that you try, the easier it gets. And so it's like, if you can just learn to love what trying hard feels like, then all of a sudden it becomes unreasonable that you can't win. And then you do those things. What happens is you realize that it's actually not that hard because you put so much work into it, and the bar from other people working is so embarrassingly low that they then ask you how you did it, and it must be easy.
It's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. And if that's the case, like, some people are stuck in high school. You know, they're stuck in failures that they had, like, when they were first getting jobs, and they always think that they're a loser, and they don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You got to get through it. You got to get through bad feelings. You got to get through failure. It's very important. And you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going.
And so many people just want it the easy way. I'm sorry, man. It's not. So what they start to do is they build this narrative of it's okay. When the narrative should be, you need to fucking work harder. You need to discipline your mind better. We need to help people more than just saying it's okay. It's okay that you're not fucking willing to fucking help yourself out. That's not okay. It's not okay. It's not acceptable. Even though it's your life, if that's acceptable, that's unacceptable. And there's a lot of people in this world, me included, that if I accepted that, I wouldn't be anywhere.
Life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they're gonna do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in. Line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Do not let them bring you down.
We're all challenged every day to wake up and fight the one person on your shoulders that's telling you, hey, just chill out a little bit, or rest a little bit, or something to distract you from what you're trying to accomplish. And I think mental toughness is about understanding what you're trying to accomplish and not letting anything distract you from that mission. The only place for growth is outside of your comfort zone. And I think so many people get comfortable in their comfort zone and they don't want to move beyond that because it's nice and warm and cozy and you really don't have to go anywhere. We don't wake up and we're not born knowing everything or being able to do everything in the best possible way. We have to work and we have to struggle through things in order to achieve this confidence in ourselves about how resilient we can become. And that when that becomes part of your character, I think you can accomplish great things.
You say you are morally obligated to do remarkable things.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I think partly because life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you, and then you'll be a force for darkness and not good.
When you're sitting there getting ready to serve for the match, and your mind is not thinking about where that ball placement needs to be, but it's thinking about your family this, or this at work, or that at work, That's greatness. Greatness is your recall on every single shot that you missed throughout a 20-some year career. Every shot, you can go back and say, I was here. This person was in the red shirt there. Greatness is being so aware of the time of life in the second that went by, and you can recall like it was yesterday. Greatness is being able to go back there, not making that same mistake again.
I was a garbage man. Garbage man, you get 3 hours, you get 8 hours worth of work, but you can do it in three. So you can go home as soon as you finish. Post office, you get 3 hours worth of work and you make it last eight. I did both. They weren't bad jobs. It's like people say, oh, the difficulty of making a movie. I'm like, send your son to Iraq. That's difficult. It's just a movie. It's like, relax. I don't play that precious nonsense. Oh, move, oh, get out of here. You know, your son got shot in the face. That's difficult. Making a movie is a luxury. It's a gift.
And so, you know, it's very, very important to understand that you're creating your own reality because that begins the starting point of taking responsibility for the reality that you have, rather than blaming external circumstances. We're creating our own reality, and if you want to change any aspect of your experience of life right now, you can, and you do so through a changed mind.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
If you're not motivated, yeah, it's for a few reasons. Either you don't like what you're doing, either you don't understand the mission as to why you're doing something. Dude, if your family's starving, if you have to feed your kids,
you'll work hard.
Dude, you'll get shit done. Most of you guys are comfortable.
Yeah, they don't want it enough.
Soft. They don't want it. You don't want it, dude. If you wanted it, you get up and do it. You do the things that you want to do. You put time into the things that you want to put time into.
You ain't no boy no more. This ain't no base. This ain't no, I want to go party. Got time to be party no more. Now it's time to create a legacy now. You had your fun. Now get your work. Now build a legacy.
You know, I was so blessed that someone taught me with the age of 18 that if we give you misery and pain and discomfort, that this will help you for the rest of your life.
If you say you're going to the gym 5 times a week, you go to the gym 5 times a week. If you say you read 75 minutes a day, you must read 75 minutes a day. Because every day that you miss, it will just weaken your mind.
One of the things I would do is while everybody would be at the cafeteria, work, you know, eating and doing all sort of stuff, I just go back to the gym. I just go back to the gym.
They'd be resting.
They'd be resting, and they'd see me leave. Right? But now you're in a tough position because you're like, okay, I want to be like, I'm following the kid to go work out, right, but I know he's working, he's up early, and he's doing all this other stuff. And so that was my way of showing them, yeah, I may be from the suburbs, but you're not going to outwork me.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
Yes.
Because you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension.
Yes.
And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself, too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you.
Overthinking is the enemy of executing. And I'm not just saying that like you think too much and you talk yourself out of it. No, I'm saying the idea of like envisioning yourself, you know, doing something, like anything. It doesn't have to be a competition, it could be anything. I think thinking about that a lot and really focusing on the end goal by putting a lot of thought into it, and like, I think massive goals are sweet. But as far as I'm concerned, the best way of actually making progress towards them is cutting it down to a day-by-day scale and ensuring that every day your goal is to simply take another step toward it.
How much time can you give to this? Because if someone says, I want to eventually be a professional bodybuilder, and I've got nothing but time in my week to do the thing, they're getting a very different plan.
And what I realized was, because that was me in part from where I was from, but I realized there was a lot of people that I got to see that were like the sort of person I didn't want to be like.
Right.
And that was the reverse role model. So I could look around and I could say, well, I really don't want his relationship with his wife. And I hate the way that he is using alcohol to get over the problems in his life. He doesn't have any integrity or tell the truth. She is a liar and a backstabber and a gossip. And the thing is that you can actually achieve a lot of success in life by avoiding failure. Like, most success in life actually is avoiding failure. Yes, you need to be able to be competent, but first you need to not get out of the race. That's the 1 second decision, right?
Right.
You need to not lose before you can win.
Right.
And the reverse role model is you weaving your way through a selection of people that you don't want to be like. And I think that you can get an awfully long way just by doing that. 3 hours, and we're going to see what we can get through. First one. A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? about as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
Extreme ownership is, this went wrong, this failed, didn't accomplish this, and it's not the fault of my boss, it's not the fault of my girlfriend, it's not the fault of my parents, it's not the fault of the weather, it's my fault. And I'm going to take ownership of it, and I'm going to fix it. That's what extreme ownership is. And this is a very difficult thing to do because it hurts. Because when you look around at your life, and you look around at your job, and your financial situation, and your relationship, and your physical health, and when you look at all those things, and all the problems that you may have with those things, and you say, the reason I have all of those problems is because of me, that can hurt. That can sting. And a lot of times our ego rejects that and makes excuses and lies. And then we don't have to change anything. And then nothing changes.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.